visiting this evening with pianist, keyboardist, composer, arranger, and big band leader, Pat Kelly. Good to have you with us, Pat.
Hi, Bob. Great to be here.
I think about 18 or 19 years ago, you formed a rather a substantial undertaking putting together a 13-piece jazz orchestra, the Psychoacoustic Orchestra. What prompted you to do that?
I think in all of my musical development, you know, I've always had an ear for color, whether it was listening to liturgical music growing up in the Catholic Church, listening to the Gregorian chant, or whether I would catch a Leonard Bernstein special talking about Karlheinz Stockhausen on Sunday afternoon, or whether I was listening to rock music or any kind of jazz, I really liked the colors and the textures and the orchestrations. So I had this desire to put this group together, and I just finally decided to do it at one point around 1990, and my wife didn't know. She said, "What are you doing?" I came home with 12 nice Manhasset music stands and music stand lights, and I set them up in the basement. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm putting a band together." I started filling the folders up with music and kind of visualizing it, and probably when I got about 10 arrangements done, I called the troops together, and we started running some charts. Although I actually had one session well before that where I tried out some charts, and that was probably in 1979. And I had a session, lived in a loft down at 8th and Sycamore with some other musicians, and had a session where we ran four of the tunes, which eventually became part of the repertoire of the Psychoacoustic Orchestra.
Okay. So you actually had composed and arranged like 8-10 or so pieces. In your head, you knew what it was going to sound, what you thought it was going to sound like, mm-hmm. but the proof in the pudding was actually getting the musicians together to play the charts.
Right.
What was your initial response when you heard your music?
Well, it was very exciting. I mean, I had great players. I had John Von Ohlen at the first session, and had some good players in town. McGarry was on the session, Randy Prather, Sandy Susskind, and it worked. And I got positive affirmation from the musicians. And this, by the way, was before I matriculated and studied composition at CCM. So I did this first. I started composing on my own first, and then I got into CCM and got a degree in composition there, where I was, although I performed on jazz department concerts, I was not part of the jazz department. I studied legit composition theory curriculum.
Now, I would assume that that experience helped refine your skills as a composer,
yes,
arranger.
Yes, and that was my intention, because it's kind of funny, but when I got out of high school, I did not have any aspiration to go to college. I just wanted to get the heck out of school. So I didn't go back to school full time until 7 years after high school. Pretty much played jazz and did a couple other things.
So when the Psychoacoustic Orchestra was first formed, you had some early gigs. Yeah, I think two albums, one in 96.
94 and 96.
94 and 96. And then there was this kind of period of inactivity.
Well, I think that the life of the band was probably from about 92 until 98. I'll just say, frankly, it took a lot of energy to maintain the band and put it together.
It's kind of like trying to herd cats.
Yeah, and I had two young children, my wife and I, and so I pretty much just set it aside for a while, always figuring that I would get back to it.
So you're back to it.
Yes.
So an opportunity for people to hear a little bit more in depth.
Right. The band is very eclectic. If people know about the band, have heard us, they know that, but my influences have run the gamut from rock and roll to Latin. You know, I was the leader and arranger for Latin Exposure for several years, and straight-ahead jazz, avant-garde jazz, you know, fusion. We do Cold Sweat by James Brown. We do Sunshine of Your Love by The Cream. But we do a beautiful ballad that I've arranged, Duke Ellington's Sound of Love by Charles Mingus. We do a couple other Mingus things, and then lots of other. You know, so it's always...
Well, you've answered my question before I've asked it. What makes the Psychoacoustic Orchestra different? And I think you nailed it. It's, at least for the recordings and live things I've heard you do, it's the tremendous amount of diversity in the music that you guys perform. It runs the gamut. I mean, there are no boundaries in what you guys have at least done thus far.
Well, interesting thing is, when I was a senior in high school, I had to write a paper for English class, and I did a research paper on Miles Davis, and I'll never forget this quote that he said. You know, jazz is just a word trying to pigeonhole music. He said, "I dig Jimi Hendrix, I dig Puccini, I dig Andre Watts." He said, "It's just all music," and I never forgot that.
I think you have probably one of the most exciting jazz organizations anywhere. And I would encourage you folks out there to at least give the Psychoacoustic Orchestra a try first Sunday of the month at the Blue Wisp Jazz Club, and you get underway, what, about 7 o'clock?
7:30 to 10:30.
So it's reasonable.
Get home in time for the news. We're Al Schallekott here.
Thank you, Pat, for sharing some of your experiences with us today.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Bob Meade.